Warning: the following podcast, which contains strong language and mature content, is unsuitable for children or for the faint of heart. The subject matter discussed will be frightening and graphic in nature. Listener discretion is advised.
When you want to hear about the paranormal, you get the Spooked Girls. True crime that makes you hypothermal with the three Spooked Girls. Stabby snippets will give you dreams. Tara and Jessica will make you ask great, along with the Spooked Girls. Bring on the slaughter. We on that haunted ground. The three Spooked Girls.
Hey there, Spooksters, and welcome back to another episode here on Three Spooked Girls. My name is Jessica, and as always, I'm joined by my favorite ghoul friend, Tara.
Hey, Spooksters.
Today, we're going to do something a little different, but before we get into that, if you want to hang out with us on social media, you can do so by heading over to Facebook, Instagram, or Threads. We're also on Twitter. We don't really do much on the Twitter, but it apparently y'all like Twitter, so.
I'm trying to remember to post episode.
On Twitter, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our handle is at Three Spooked Girls. We also have a very active Facebook group. It's Three Spooked Girls Official. It's where we do our book of like the month, like our book club. It's where we do gift exchanges. It's where we do all of like the kind of big stuff we do in the Facebook group because it's just like an easier way to like update and monitor. Mm-hmm. So definitely check that out. If you want to help support the show, you can do so by heading over to patreon.com/threespookedgirls. For little as a dollar, you get a bonus episode each month. And then $5 and up, get ad-free episodes as well as video content. If you are on TikTok, you should definitely be following Tara. Her handle is spooky_sleuth. She does all kinds of fabulous content over there. And you should definitely check it out because she's got some really good like movie recommendations right now. Like every time I see them on TikTok, I'm like, ooh, I need to like add to my to-be watch list. I'm like, ooh, this is juicy. I need to watch this. So definitely go check that out.
Did you watch The Lover Stalker Killer on Netflix?
I haven't yet. No.
I
need to pick like a Saturday and just sit down and like watch like a Matera recommended movie marathon. You have so many.
It's on Netflix, but it's so good. And then I was going to say, because of my collab with Lifetime, I was able to pick their movie about that case. So I was going to say, if you liked The Doc, go watch that and vice versa. Because it's about her story too. So it's really interesting.
Nice. So today we're going to do something a little different. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, you'll definitely get to see my iPad a little bit more today. And we're going to we're going to test Tara's knowledge of true crime today.
Lovely.
Just kind of how this worked out. My whole plan for this episode went completely awry. I was like, okay, I'm going to think of like these weird, crazy crimes and like Google them to see if I could find something and then ask Tara whether she thinks they're true or false. I'm just going to put out there, when you think of a crime, someone has done it.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I was like, oh my God, no. Some of these are easy. Some of these are a little harder, but we're going to get into it. I found this on Programming Librarian. This is like an actual like quiz that they put out. So, okay. The question number one, which I 100% think you know. Which Beatles song inspired Charles Manson's delusion about a race war? Hello, Goodbye. B, Hey Jude. C, Helter Skelter. Or D, Ticket to Ride.
Oh, is it Helter Skelter?
It is.
Or no?
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay. Which is funny because literally right here
is the Helter Skelter book. I was like, I do not know this.
Those fur on audio only. It's the book. I panicked. I thought you were going to make me just like guess out of my ass.
No, sorry. I forgot. I was like, they're literally this. Okay. Number two. Who operated an elaborate murder castle during the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago? A, John Wayne Gacy. B, H.H. Holmes. C, Mary Bell. Or D, David Berkowitz?
Definitely him. Was it H.H. Holmes?
David Berkowitz.
Gacy. He's over. He was over 100 years old. It's fine.
Oh, I love it. You're like, insane. Oh my God.
Like, by the time he did his other crimes, yeah.
Okay. Which of the following killers eventually turned him or herself in? A, Eileen Wuornos. B, Gary Ridgway. C, Edmund Kemper. Or D, Ted Bundy.
Well, it wasn't Bundy. We know that. Was it? Was it Ridgway?
Go with your gut.
It was not.
It was not Ridgway.
Okay, who are the other two?
Eileen Wuornos or Edmund Kemper.
Oh, I already forgot. Was it Kemper?
It's Kemper.
Okay, I was like, it's not Eileen. I know it's not Eileen.
Remember, he kills his mom and then drives to, like, Colorado and then calls the police from a payphone and then waits for them.
Oh, my God. Yes, I forgot. They fucking followed him, like, the whole way. And then, yes, the phone call. Oh, my God. I totally forgot. Yes, that guy.
What was, and you might not know this because we haven't done this one yet. What is the name of John Gacy's clown alter ego? A, Funny. B, Pongo. C, Patsy. Or D, Loco.
Pongo.
You are correct.
Yay. I don't know how I knew that.
It's just like seeping in.
They're like, this one.
The loose leaf book is seeping into our brains. Number five. What did the Son of Sam claim was giving him orders to kill? A dead mother's phone. B, his neighbor's dog. C, his car. Or D, his alarm clock.
The neighbor's dog.
I also would have, it would have been funny if it was an alarm clock. I'd be like, I get it. Number six, who helped authorities profile the Green River Killer while in prison? A, Jeffrey Dahmer. B, Eileen Wuornos. C, Ted Bundy. Or D, Edmund Kemper.
Can you imagine if it was fucking Eileen? It's Ted. But
I think it's this bitch.
It's Ted.
It's true. It's Ted Bundy. Number seven, true or false, one of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims escaped, but was returned to him by the police.
True.
True. Ooh, this one you will know more than I do because I can't really remember this particular case that we did. Who was convicted and executed for the kidnap and murder of Charles Lundberg's baby? A, Bruno Richard Hemftman. B, John Codone. C, William J. Donovan. Or D, Mickey Rosner.
I have no idea, if I'm being completely real with you.
We've just blacked out that game. It would be A, Richard Bruno Hemftman.
Okay.
I'm going to have to show you the symbol. Which killer is represented by this symbol?
Oh, it's a Zodiac. I knew it. I was like, it's going to be Zodiac.
It is. Good job.
That motherfucker. Thanks.
Okay, this one I did not know. This one is that we moved on to a different quiz. Mm-hmm. And this is a true crime trivia round one. It's by proprofs.com. The first one you know because it's which serial killer is known as the killer clown?
Oh, Gacy.
Mm-hmm. This one I did not know at all, and I don't know if you'll know. Mm-hmm. What controversial theory is attached to the death of Kathleen Peterson? A, the owl theory. B, the rabbit theory. C, the squirrel theory. Or D, the snake theory.
Owl theory.
Oh, do you know why?
It's the stairs case. I don't know anything, but I know there's an owl thing. That's all I know. I've never watched it.
Oh, is this the stairway or this?
The stairway. I watched stairs, like, whatever. Yeah. Yes, this is that case. I just know an owl is connected.
The owl theory suggests that Kathleen Peterson was caused by an attack from an owl. Supporters of the theory argue that the wounds from her scalp were consistent with owl talon marks and that an owl attack could have caused her to fall down the stairs. This theory has been met with controversy and skepticism, as it is considered highly unlikely for an owl to attack a human in such a manner. However, it remains a topic of debate in the case. I don't know. If, like, an owl was in a house, it might feel like a little, you know, scared.
Some owls are very, very big, like some people don't realize, but I'm not gonna say any opinion because I genuinely have zero fucking idea. And I know, same with Jessica, like zero fucking idea. We may have to like watch that and talk about it at some point because I feel like it's such a staple.
It is
in true crime doc watching. And it's funny because I actually looked at it the other day and I was like, maybe I'll watch this next, but we'll see.
You and I have this like aversion to like the most popular ones.
I know. We need to not be like that. Some of them are really fucking. That's why like I've been watching a lot more lately because I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. And I have to say, I know I posted about it on the little like bloggy thing, but like I'm so excited about the Nickelodeon one with Dan Snyder and stuff. Oh, I am so fucking ready.
Yeah, that's gonna be good.
It comes out next week, I think. Ooh. I can't remember the date, but it's coming out really soon.
Nice. Which serial killer appeared on The Dating Game in 1978? Ed Gein, Rodney Alcala, I don't know how to say his name, Charles Manson, or Richard Ramirez?
It's the second one.
Yeah. That's Rodney. Which serial killer once worked at a suicide hotline? The Son of Sam, the Cleveland Torso Killer, Jim Jones, or Ted Bundy?
Fucking Jim Jones. Can you imagine? That person would be like, I feel like I'm just sitting here for you. It's Bundy.
It's Bundy. Could you imagine if Jim Jones had, it would have been more like, come down to my paradise.
Yeah, they'd be like, we're booking this flight. Come join us. Oh, my God. He would have had a field day and he would have recruited like so many more people than the fucking group he did.
Thank God he didn't. You should know this one because I literally gave you the answer earlier. H.H. Helms built a house in Chicago that bore which nickname? The Dungeon, Murder Castle, Fraudville, or Hotel Death?
Fraudville. It's the murder castle. I
know. Yeah. Could you imagine? It's Fraudville. I love it.
It's Fraudville. I pretend we're B&B.
We will charge you so much. Okay. This is Tara's literal favorite piece of true crime evidence ever. What old school storage device was used to take down the BTK?
The floppy disk. Forever my fucking favorite.
It was.
That's one of my Roman empires for sure. I think about it quite often.
It is.
It really is. It's just fucking funny. It's just so funny.
Like, can you tell? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell. Okay, so what happened was he was like Zodiac and he liked to torment the police and taunt them and send them like letters and all this other stuff. Well, on one of his last letters, he asked if he could be traced by a floppy disk because he had a bunch of information on it and stuff. And of course, they're like, no, we don't have that technology. That's not possible, which is like fucking funny because you could track someone so easy today. But you can. And so what they did was they got it. He fucking sent it like an idiot, thank God. And they traced it back to where the file was created and then they zeroed in on his church. And then from there in the data, they could see that it was under his login, which had a password because he was like a deacon. And so there was no arguing that that was not him. So then they went and got him. And then he was butthurt. He was genuinely like butthurt that they lied to him, not that he was finally arrested.
Yeah. Sir, you murdered a lot of people. You should shut up.
Yeah.
What fruit is widely discussed in the JonBenet Ramsey case? A, apples, B, grapes, C, pineapple, or D, watermelon?
Pineapple.
It is. In which decade was the term serial killer coined? The 1940s, the 1950s, the 1960s, or the 1970s?
I want to say the 70s, but I feel like that's wrong.
No, you were right.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Mindhunter.
I know. I was just thinking that. I was like, it's Mindhunter.
I think that's why I know.
Okay. Which three behaviors are known as the McDonald or the MacDonald triad? Bullying, arson, bedwetting. Bedwetting, arson, cruelty to animals. Bedwetting, nail biting, arson. Nail biting, cruelty to animals, arson.
Number two.
It is. Bedwetting, arson, and cruelty to animals. The McDonald triad. Not to be confused with the McDonald triad, which is, I don't know. Ooh, but right now at McDonald's, they do have their Shamrock Shakes.
Oh, I love the frozen toothpaste. I'm going to have to get one. I do love it.
I saw like a commercial from like one of the first times they ever had them. And I was like, that's not the same color.
Oh, shit.
It was like definitely a little bit muted of a green. What object did John Dillinger use to escape jail? A, a toothbrush. B, a hammer. C, a wooden gun. Or D, a knife.
I have no idea who that is. So let's go with number one.
It's wrong.
I figured.
John Dillinger used a wooden gun to escape jail.
You know, I wanted to pick that, but I thought I was just being funny. So I didn't. Damn it.
Here is a BuzzFeed one that I do not know the answers to. We're going to have to do them in real time. In the 1940s, a woman killed three people and turned them into, this is true or false, mind you. It'll be a statement and you say true or false. In the 1940s, a woman killed three people and turned them into bars of soap in which she gave out to her friends.
In what year?
The 1940s.
So I think it was earlier than that. So that would be false. I mean, we know who it is. We just talked about Leonardo in the last episode, but I thought it was like further back. Am I wrong?
Maybe it was a different person because it said it was in the 40s.
Oh, damn, that's kind of scary. I thought it was like 1800s. That's scary. That's really not that long ago. But someone was getting away for that.
Oh, ugh. You should get this one right. A true crime killer from the 1970s appeared on the dating game and actually won.
Yes, true.
That is true.
We got to do that case at some point because I always like forget about it. And then I see like a TikTok of the clip with him on there and I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy.
That dude. True or false? Ted Bundy once saved a police officer from being hit by a car.
I feel like that might be true.
It is false.
You never know with Ted. It could go either way.
Oh, this never happened. However, Bundy saved a 3-year-old from drowning once.
Okay.
A serial killer in Illinois was captured after posting pictures of his victim on a dating app.
Why do I feel like that could be true? I haven't heard of that, but...
Oh, thank God it's false.
Oh, good.
A serial killer in Alaska would set his victims out in the wilderness and hunt them.
Fucking Hansen. Yeah.
True. A serial killer in Southern California got caught when he was pulled over for drunk driving and had a dead body in the passenger seat.
I think it was Kemper that had a dead body in a seat when he got stopped, but they let him go. She was in the back seat. I don't know. Is there one? Maybe not. Maybe. Who knows?
It is true. It is Randall Kraft, the scorecard killer.
Okay. I have no idea who he is. Good for him being a dumbass.
The number one thing a defense attorney will tell you is do not commit a crime while you're committing a crime.
That's how you get caught. Hello.
A serial killer in the 1980s appeared in a low-budget horror movie where he played a serial killer.
I feel like this could be true.
I really want it to be. Oh, it's false.
Oh, sad face.
We got 26%.
That's okay.
Oh, no, we are... No, no, we scored better than 26% of takers.
Oh, well, there's that. Love that. Love that.
So we have one set of questions left. And I don't know if you know this one because I don't know the answer to this one. It's one of those like we'll discover as we go. What was Gianni Versace's connection with his killer? He was a scorned lover. He had worked for him, but was recently terminated or didn't know him.
Is it the second one? Or is it the third one?
I would say the third one.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, it didn't tell me. It just says scroll to the next question.
Okay. Maybe we find out at the end.
Maybe we'll find out. Who found the remains of 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony? A police officer, a meter reader, or a sanitation worker?
A meter reader.
True or false? Adam Walsh's killer was never identified.
True.
Oh, it says false. He's currently on trial. But we got the other two right, apparently.
Who is it?
Doesn't say. When did this come out? Oh, we'll have to Google that. What was the most damning evidence in Ted Bundy's murder trial? The teeth marks, the crime tools found in his car, or the blood stains on his clothes?
Probably his teeth marks.
That is correct. Which Alfred Hitchcock movie was inspired by the real-life murderous pair of Leopold and Loeb? Rear Window, Dial M for Murder, or Rope?
Rope?
We're gonna see. It's correct.
Woo!
This one's a hard one.
This is a hard one.
This one we'll definitely get. What modern tool was used to finally catch the Golden State Killer? A Ring doorbell, DNA database, or drone technology?
DNA.
Now I need to do a whole episode on cases or like... thing solved by Ring doorbells.
Oh my God, yes.
What was Charles Manson's motive for the brutal murders of actress Sharon Tate and her unborn child and others? He was framing people for an impending race war. Tate had sexually rejected him. They were part of a corporate machine that he was setting up as an example.
Was it the last one or was it the first one?
I think more the first one.
Yeah.
We were right. It's the first one. Who was the first on the scene after the murder of Meredith Crutcher, which her roommate Amanda Knox was accused of? The Italian police, a postal officer, or a Vatican guard? I want to say a postal police. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that was what I was leaning towards.
We were right. Who finally apprehended the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez? An angry crowd, an armed would-be victim, he turned himself in.
Okay, we know it's the crowd.
I mean, partly it's like angry crowd basically made himself get caught. Mm-hmm. Okay, final question.
Okay.
According to modern DNA, who is likely to be Jack the Ripper? Prince Albert Victor, Queen Victoria's grandson, Winston Churchill's father, or Aaron Kosmiski, a Polish barber?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, Winston Churchill's father is the answer.
Okay, I'll approve of this. Okay.
We got 8 out of 10 on that one.
Ooh, we did better. Love this.
We did better than we thought we would. The one before we got 4 out of 8. But, you know, so that is all of the questions I have. It was kind of fun because we got to learn about cases we haven't done yet. And maybe now we have some inspiration for other cases. Like, I really want to research crimes that were solved by doorbells.
Oh my God, yeah.
So with that, we're going to go ahead and sign off and we will see you back for another episode.
Bye.
Bye, guys.